If you love wisdom, put your mind up to the ceiling. Don't let it stay in the gutter. Don't let your heart get all cluttered. No, I did not stutter. Listen to all that I've muttered. Your life will only go well if you and wisdom are lovers.
If you're in love with wisdom, come inside.
Come inside. Come inside.
The truth will surely rescue you and I.
You and I. You and I.
If you're in love with wisdom, come inside.
Come inside. Come inside.
The truth will surely rescue you and I.
You're now listening to For the Love of Wisdom on NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground starts with who? No other but you.
Warning. Underground station coming to a radio near you. The underground starts with you. NorthCoastUnderground.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is JC Johnson back on For the Love of Wisdom. Thank you for tuning in. In hour two, we're going to be continuing our discussion on the wisdom of sobriety. For those of you that are just tuning in, we've been talking about substance abuse. We've been talking about substance abuse related fatalities. And that's by substances, I mean alcohol and illegal drugs as well, such as heroin, opioids, things like that. So a few things that we had discussed before the break. We were looking at some of the headlines. The recent conviction of Tamir Reeves, who was arraigned on charges of drug delivery resulting in death. That happened in Berks County, Pennsylvania. We also looked at the physician who prescribed former Three Doors Down guitarist Matthew Roberts with some illegal drugs. He's actually going on trial tomorrow, May 11th. So we'll see what happens with that after tomorrow. And also, we talked about a homeless man by the name of Ken Martin, who was found dead at Cincinnati's Government Square. He died of alcohol poisoning, as well as weather-related illness, as well as some other things, chronic lung disease and Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, which is commonly found in alcoholics. All right, so on this side of the show, what we're going to look at, since we looked at some of the recent headlines, we're going to now focus on what different substances can do. And we're going to look at some of the statistics that have been provided by the NCADD. All right, so the NCADD, for those of you who don't know, is the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. So, let's see what they have to say about alcohol. According to NCADD, alcohol is the most abused addictive substance in America. So, if you think about it, alcohol, which is pretty much, you know, one of the only drugs that you can literally buy over the counter without a prescription, it's the most abused addictive substance in America. Makes you wonder why. Is it because it's so easily accessible or what? I don't know. If you have any comments on that, definitely send me your comments on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at JohnsonianTheory. Also, you can connect with me on Twitter. And on Twitter, that's LoveWisePodcast. Again, on Twitter, you can find me at LoveWisePodcast. All right, and we've been on live on Instagram as well. So you can also check us out on live. We're going to be going back on in a couple minutes. So let's look a little bit more into these drug and alcohol statistics, okay? Starting with alcohol specifically, the National Institute on alcohol abuse and alcoholism has provided us some pretty interesting facts. So right now we're going to be looking at alcohol-related deaths. All right, so according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, an estimated 88,000 people, that's approximately 62,000 men and 26,000 women, die from alcohol-related causes annually, making alcohol the third leading preventable cause of death in the United States. All right, so that's pretty serious. The leading cause of death in the U.S. is tobacco, which, again, it's something else that's legal that can be purchased over the counter, and you only have to be 18 years old in most states to purchase it. So it's interesting that that's the number one cause of death annually. All right, the second cause of death is actually... poor diet and physical inactivity, which is pretty interesting because, you know, there's a lot of people who are against the sale of alcohol and tobacco, and, you know, they have the right to hold that position. But it's interesting that, you know, some of the same people that may be against the sales of alcohol and tobacco, most likely after they leave from their anti-alcohol rally, they're probably going to go to McDonald's, Burger King, or somewhere like that to get some lunch because they're so exhausted and hungry after protesting so much against the third leading cause of death, right? Only without realizing that they may be even putting themselves into an early grave by eating unhealthy food. So that's another topic that we really need to spend a little bit more time on. Maybe on a future episode, we can talk about taking care of ourselves, eating right, avoiding fast food. I know I need to cut down the fast food. I've been trying to do that recently. If you see me, please remind me of that. Hold me accountable because it's not good for you. So, another statistic about alcohol-related deaths is that in 2014, alcohol-impaired driving fatalities accounted for 9,967 deaths. All right, so that's 31% of overall driving fatalities. So that's a pretty high number. Drunk driving, you definitely don't want to do that. You know, when I was probably about 3 or 4 years old, I remember, and this just shows you how effective advertising is. I remember watching TV and I saw a commercial and it said not to drink and drive. And I remember at that time I was in the car with my mother and I mentioned to her, I said, hey, you know, it says not to drink and drive. And at the time she was drinking, I think it was like a Coca-Cola or a Sprite or something like that. So me being 3, 4, you know, I took it literally. So when they said do not drink and drive, I thought that meant you couldn't drink anything. Like you can't drink water while you drive. You can't, you know, drink 7-Up while you drive or anything. So that was pretty funny. Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. There was a guest that was about to come in, but it looks like he's going to be back in a few minutes. So, but yeah, drinking and driving is definitely not good. We need to stay away from that as much as possible. If you're out and you're drinking and you feel a little bit sluggish, you don't feel like yourself, don't second guess yourself. You probably need to get someone else to drive you home because there's too many behind the wheel fatalities related to alcohol. Another statistic here we have is about alcohol and pregnancy. All right, and this is a big one for any expectant mothers here that are listening. The prevalence of fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS, in the United States was estimated by the Institute of Medicine in 1996 to be between 0.5 and 3 cases per 1,000. That may not sound like a lot, but that really does add up. More recent reports from specific U.S. sites report the prevalence of fetal alcohol syndrome to be 2 to 7 cases per 1,000. So it looks like it's increased since 1996 pretty significantly. And the prevalence of fetal alcohol syndrome or fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, FASD, to be as high as 20 to 50 cases per 1,000. So that is pretty serious. Definitely, if you are expecting a child, you want to refrain from drinking alcohol. Again, some people do drink while they're pregnant, but it is not recommended. And if you don't know what you're doing, don't say, well, I'll just have this much or that much, because studies have yet to determine what is a proper amount of alcohol that a woman can consume while pregnant. So it's probably best just to stay away from it and maybe, you know, celebrate with the drink if you need to after you have given birth. So we're about to actually go to a commercial break right now. So thank you for tuning in. Again, you are listening to For the Love of Wisdom on North Coast Underground, where the underground starts with you. And when we come back, we're going to look at the statistics a little bit further, and we're going to just find out what this is really all about. Because, you know, for some of you, you're saying, okay, we've been talking about, you know, drugs and alcohol and how dangerous it can be and all that. But what is the point? How does this relate to my life? Because I'm getting ready to go turn up today, and I don't really care what you're talking about. I've been doing drugs and drinking for years, and I've never had a problem. So for those of you that think like that, I understand where you're coming from. And just so you know, I'm not trying to judge your life. I know that, you know, people make their own decisions about what they want to do, but I think it is important to be informed just so that we're not putting ourselves in unnecessarily dangerous situations. Because whoever you are, you might be somebody's brother, you might be somebody's husband, somebody's sister, somebody's parent, and they're going to miss you if something happens to you. And we don't want that to happen. So that's why we're sparking the awareness of the wisdom of sobriety. Thank you for tuning in. Again, this is JC Johnson for the Love of Wisdom, and you are listening to North Coast Underground, where the underground starts with you.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to For the Love of Wisdom, where philosophy meets the streets.
With your host, Jason Johnson.
Are you tired of the same old? Then give your ears a break and tune in to NorthCoastUnderground.com, because the underground starts with you.
All right, what's going on, y'all? This is JC Johnson. You're listening to For the Love of Wisdom. Thank you for tuning in. We are back, and I actually have a special guest with me here today. And he said that he just couldn't wait to share some of the thoughts that he had on his mind. So I'll just allow him to introduce himself.
So if you want to, everybody, this is
Stefan speaking.
Introduce yourself again.
All right, thank you. This is Goran Stefanovic speaking. I heard the story that Jason was talking about, and you know, the addiction is a big problem today. You know, I mean, you have to control yourself about certain stuff. You know, there is like addiction for anything. It's not drugs and sex and rock and roll. You know,
right?
Can be, you know, different stuff, like a computer addiction, for example, you know.
Exactly.
So, but about the drug addiction, you know, it's very hard to do clean drugs today.
It's well, not. So it's, why is that?
It's not safe anymore, you know.
Was it ever safe?
I don't know. It's just not safe today, you know, like, it's interesting that people are dying, you know, like in thousands,
right,
every year, right. And I don't know what's the point of it.
Yeah,
you know. So what do you think, how they feel at that point when they do the drugs and stuff?
You know, I think a lot of times people are just looking to have a good time. You know, they're looking to have a positive experience. Most people don't go into it thinking, oh yeah, I'm about to overdose, you know.
Yeah.
they're just thinking, okay, I just kind of want to escape from reality for a little bit. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have a good time. Maybe they're at a party, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe they, you know, went through something, death in the family, something like that. They just want to escape for a little bit, but they have no idea that they're not going to come back.
Yeah, they think probably it's going to be easier tomorrow when they wake up, you know. It's not going to be in the same problem, you know. That's like a get out for 5 minutes and, you know, give yourself a break.
Right.
But that's not the solution, you know. You should choose your life, you know. I mean, there is a lot of good stuff. For instance, you can go and walk by the lake today and look at the sun going down, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is girls outside for boys and boys for girls, you know. They have to have good time.
Okay, all right. So tell me this, if you don't mind sharing, if it's not too personal, I know that you have some experience with this. You know a couple people that actually...
Yeah, we talked about it before, you know, and, you know, I never realized that I should share that with somebody, you know, like... I have a chance today to share that story. I lost about 15 friends.
15?
15 of them.
Wow.
I mean, the people that I know, you know, at one point of time, you know, when we were so close, I feel them as a friend, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that was just a mafia deal, you know. They bought the drugs at one amount, you know, and it wasn't clean enough.
Right.
And then they're buying dirty drugs. They make that amount bigger and bigger. And when they come back on a clean drugs, they kill themselves. Mm. They just don't know how that is, you know.
Right.
At the point when they do that. So I would suggest just don't do it, you know.
Exactly.
If you want to have a good time, you know, do one case of beer. Don't do six of them, you know. Yeah. I mean... But have a good time, you know.
Right. So you're talking about moderation then.
Exactly. It's a happy thought, you know. Like Peter Pan. You remember Peter Pan and
yeah.
the happy thought? If you have a happy thought, he can fly, you know. If he doesn't have a happy thought, he can't fly.
Right.
That's the thing.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are not good at, you know, just being balanced with it, you know. Some people just... they overdo it, and it's probably best for them not to do it at all.
Yeah, don't do drugs. That's not cool. I mean, if you are doing it, watch what you're doing.
Right.
You know, and get off of that. It's not good. You know.
So, before the break, we were talking about some alcohol-related statistics. We were looking at how alcohol affects pregnancy. We were talking about alcohol-related deaths. One thing that's important to mention about alcohol as well is the economic burden. So right here, according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, in 2010, alcohol misuse cost the United States $249 billion.
Oh my God.
That's crazy, right?
It is. That's crazy. You know?
What would you do with $249 billion? And don't say buy a lot of drugs, please.
I don't know, man. I would buy food for the, you know, hungry people.
Okay.
And water for, I mean, you can't buy water, but today you have to buy water to drink, you know.
Right, right.
It's that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Or maybe even a water filtration system or something.
It, pretty much, you know, or the home for the homeless, you know.
Right.
House or building or whatever, you know, give them a house, give them a chance to live, you know. Usually people don't start to do drugs because they are curious.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, there is cases that they start because they are curious, you know, and when that curiosity, you know, curiosity killed the cat, you know, but that curiosity, right. you know, goes further and further, you know. But look, the drugs, like drugs, you know, like if we take marijuana for drugs, you know, it's not too bad. I know people that they've been smoking marijuana for 15 years, mm. and they didn't try anything else beside that, you know.
Yeah.
So I heard stories before, you know, that everybody starts with marijuana. Ah, well, maybe not, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
And I heard the stories. That's
right. They say that that can be a gateway drug, right?
Gateway drug. But that's nonsense.
But yeah, I mean, everybody is different. You know, not everybody wants to get into that, into, you know, harder drugs. But that also goes into whether or not a person has what's known as an addictive personality. Some people do. Some people, they try something one time, and next thing you know, that's all they do.
Yeah, like the addiction, porn addiction. You know, most of the people today, they are porn addicted. Maybe they don't want to admit that, but they are.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious topic.
It is. It is. Who wants to talk about it? Right. I mean, you know, that's addiction. You know, maybe it could be worse than drugs sometimes.
Yeah,
most of the relationship blows away. You know.
So here's some other statistics relating to drug abuse. It says over 7 million Americans in 2014 battled a drug use disorder. And one out of every 8 people who suffered from a drug use disorder in 2014 also struggled with alcohol disorders. So they struggled with alcohol and drug use disorders simultaneously, which I think is pretty interesting. So I guess for some people, you know, you just can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
It can be pretty popular to, you know, to drink and do drugs at the same time, which I guess, you know, can make it even more dangerous.
Yeah.
Drug abuse. So we looked at alcohol abuse and we looked at how much money it looks like it cost $249 billion to the United States in 2010. So with drug abuse and addiction cost American society close to $200 billion in healthcare, criminal justice, legal, and lost workplace production and participation costs in 2007. According to the Office on National Drug Control Policy. That's pretty serious too. So between alcohol and drugs, it looks like the misuse of them have cost the United States just you know, within a 1 year, looks like $449 billion. That's serious.
That is serious. That's crazy. What we can say today, I mean, it's a northcoastunderground.com, you know, you guys should check us out. We have a very important subject to talk about. I mean, you can check us out online, it's underground.com, and over there you can look up for some of our shows. We also do play music, but underground music, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, demo band and stuff.
And that's true. So if you're a local artist and you have some music that you want to play, you can definitely get that on the air. Just submit it on the website, northcoastunderground.com. There's a place for you to submit your original music. So if you want to find out more about that, definitely check out the website. And we're getting ready to go on a commercial break in a few minutes, or actually within less than 1 minute. So when we come back, we're going to finish this up. We're actually going to talk about how entertainment influences culture. All right, so we're going to look at the influences from music. We're going to look at the influences from movies and see if that has anything to do with why people are making some of the decisions they're making as it relates to drugs and alcohol. Again, this is JC Johnson. You're listening to For the Love of Wisdom on northcoastunderground.com.
The underground starts with you.
For the Love of Wisdom on northcoastunderground.com.
Whether you're looking for rock, metal, hip-hop, modern, or more, you can find it all right here, northcoastunderground.com. The underground starts with you.
This is your girl, Juicy Jazzo, and I wanted to let you know I'm all about wisdom. Knowledge is power, power is money, and money makes the world go round. And you're listening to For the Love of Wisdom right now, leading out the speaker.
What's going on, everybody? This is JC Johnson. You are listening to For the Love of Wisdom. Welcome back. Right now, we're going to continue the discussion. We just came back from a commercial break. Before the break, if you just tuned in, we were talking about some of the statistics relating to alcohol and drug abuse, especially fatalities, how much they are costing American society. And we have a special guest with us. We have Goran Stefanovic. And
hello, everybody.
Yeah, he was just sharing a little bit. And Goran, you know, I'm sure that people may have noticed that you have an interesting accent. Why don't you tell us where you're from?
Well, yeah, I'm coming from Serbia, actually. I came to the United States like 10 years ago. So pretty much I like it over here. It's just a different life, you know. It's from the other side of the planet.
Right,
you know?
Right. So just relating to this topic right now, what are the differences between what are the differences? We had an instructor just pop up and
we say hi.
Yeah. But yeah, what are some of the differences between Serbia and the United States as it relates to drug and alcohol abuse?
Oh my God, man. Unfortunately, there is no difference. Maybe over here is worse than over there, you know.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, but the statistics are crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you would look at the news, everyday news, a little bit closer, especially because of the economic situation in Serbia, you know, people do anything for drugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like over here. You know, you can see a guy coming into the store and robbing it. You know, the same thing over there. You know,
right.
Drugs for the society is not good anywhere in the world. Not just, you know, Serbia and America.
That's true.
You know, so yeah. But you started a subject about the music and how that is related and how the drugs impact the music. You know, and while we had a break. You mentioned, I mentioned Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix. You know, great people.
Mm-hmm.
Great people.
Yeah,
great,
awesome artists.
Great artists, you know, vision stuff. It's just sad that they're not long with us. You know, they wouldn't be right now, but they died young. That's the problem.
Yeah, too young. Definitely.
Too young, yeah. Like, recently... that I remember a couple years back, Amy Winehouse. I thought when she showed up, I thought she's gonna be a star.
Right, right.
When I get old, I'm gonna listen to that and everything's gonna be fine. No, man. They just found her. Why?
Right.
What's the point? You can't do music without drugs.
Right.
There's no ideas.
Yeah, and yeah. You know, they say a lot of artists. You know, maybe some of them are shy. Some of them have stage fright and stuff like that. And for some of them, you know, having a few drinks, doing some drugs, it makes them feel more confident when they go on stage. But unfortunately, yeah, it's killing way too many artists.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just looking at this website, DJ Booth, he was actually talking about the rapper Future. And if you're familiar with Future's music, you'll know that he definitely speaks about drugs pretty often. He speaks about being addicted to drugs. He speaks about, you know, basically not being able to stop. And it's pretty interesting listening to his music. And the headline for this article by DJ Booth, it says, Future's drug addiction is killing him, and we love it. Which is crazy. I'm going to say that again. Future's drug addiction is killing him, and we love it. The more Future raps about committing suicide by drugs, the more popular he gets. And that's pretty interesting when you think about it. You know, we glorify these types of things that are really not good. And it's very unfortunate. And then everyone celebrates it until somebody passes away from it. And so this article actually highlights some of Future's lyrics. In one song, he said, I'm an addict and I can't even hide it. Again, he says, this lean got me nauseous, but I keep on using it. In another... verse, he said, you can smell promethazine when I piss. I pray to God he bring me activists.
How that can be popular, man? Does that music go through somehow, like, you know, if you want to publish something, do we have a censored, like, type of music? Like, you know, you can go in the store and buy, this is censored. You can't listen to this,
yeah.
if you are younger than 25 years
right.
old.
Right, yeah, because, yeah, we used to have the parental advisory stickers on albums. But, see, I mean, nowadays, most people don't even purchase music at the store anymore.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, they're just getting it online. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can listen to anything on
pretty
online
much.
Now.
That's very dangerous, you know. People put anything on the internet, you know.
Right.
The kid, you know, for the kids, it's not good.
Yeah, so you know, another rapper by the name of Gucci Mane. Some of you may be familiar with him. If you listen to hip hop, then I'm sure that you're definitely familiar with him. And I like to read, and I read a lot of books last year. And one of my favorite books that I read was actually the autobiography of Gucci Mane. And I'm gonna be honest with you, before I read it, I really didn't know what to expect. I just thought, okay, this is, you know, just gonna be, you know, another book by an artist. He's just gonna be glorifying himself or whatever. But I was really, I really appreciated the message he had in this book. One thing that he mentioned is how he struggled for many years because he was addicted to lean. And this is something that is killing a lot of people right now. A lot of rappers glorify it, but it is sad. And he talked about, you know, how it affected his health, how it affected all of his relationships, how it affected his, even his business skills, how he got taken advantage of a lot of times because he was under the influence. And right now, you know, Gucci Mane actually says that he has been sober from lean. And if you see him now compared to what he looked like a few years ago, he looks a lot more healthy. He lost a lot of weight. He's looking stronger now. Lean can definitely mess you up. So I think that's great that he got off of it. Hopefully more people will do the same thing. People like Future and others who are glorifying drugs. Hopefully one day they'll begin to start speaking out against it, just as Gucci Mane did. So we talked about music. Let's also talk about some of the influences that movies have when it comes to substance abuse. There's an article by the New York Film Academy that asks, do movies encourage drug use? So since the dawn of modern film, the MPAA, FCC, and concerned mothers everywhere have argued over the harmful and direct effects of seeing drugs on film and television. And over the past 20 years, there's been a surge of drug films and drugs appearing much more often in movies at a rate that is more than triple or that of that just 20 years ago. And while drug use is on the rise in the US, on film, it's an outright epidemic. And I think that's a pretty powerful quote. So Goran, what do you think about that?
I think somebody is doing big promotion of drugs everywhere. Oh, yeah. Everywhere, whenever you go with in a commercial, even, you know, everybody is making commercials about drugs.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the movies. I'm looking like a big commercial. You know, it's like a 2-hour commercial. You know, so they've been like doing promotion of drugs since the 80s. You know,
right.
It's not the problem of today. You know, and when a kid like 13, 14 years old, look at that. You know how people do that, and you know they take it seriously. So whenever they get a chance to get in touch with drugs, they wanna try it. Why? Because right. they watch it on TV and they think it's all right to do it.
Right.
You know? So I think that's a big problem.
It is a big problem. And when we come back from the break, we are going to conclude the show, but make sure that you don't turn us off just yet, because when we come back, we are going to ask, what does wisdom have to say about all this? We've been talking about the importance of sobriety, but we want to know a couple things. We want to know, what does the Bible say about it? What does other sources say? We'll be right back after this.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Queen Z from the Queen Z Show, and you are listening to For the Love of Wisdom.
If you drive buzzed, it could cost you around $10,000. You'll face major legal fees, major fines, and steep insurance penalties. You could lose everything. Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving.
Do you want to be the next TV or radio star? Do you want to go somewhere that is affordable and fun? Then come to the Ohio Media School, where broadcasting careers begin. Our instructors are top-notch working professionals in the field. OMS has student-ran internet radio stations that will get your foot in the door. Ohio Media School is located in Valley View, Ohio. For more information, call us at 216-503-5900 or go to beyondair.com.
For the Love of Wisdom, where philosophy meets the streets.
With your host, Jason Johnson.
Everybody, welcome back to For the Love of Wisdom. I'm your host, JC Johnson. Here with me right now, Goran Stefanovic.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, we've just been talking about the wisdom of sobriety, and we're actually getting ready to go off the air soon. But before we go, I wanted to offer some hope and also maybe just give a little bit of wisdom to everybody before you go. So when it comes to sobriety, let's find out what does the Bible say about it, and why is this something that's so important? All right, so I picked a couple of scriptures here that I think really touch on this. The first is from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, and it says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Okay, so another one says in Proverbs 23:29-35, "Who has trouble? Who has sorrow? Who argues? Who has problems? Who has wounds for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who spend too much time with wine, or those who like to taste wine mixed with spices. Don't look at wine when it is red. Don't look at it when it bubbles up in the cup. And don't look at it when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake. It bites like a poisonous serpent. Your eyes will see strange sights. Your mind will imagine weird things. You'll feel like someone sleeping on the ocean. You'll think that you're lying among the ropes in a boat. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink?" All right, so that's what Proverbs has to say about it. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek there, but it really shows us that, alcohol or even drugs, other illegal substances, can really alter your mind. They can make you say and do some weird things, right? So, Goran, what do you think about that, what that just said in Proverbs?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I all agree with that. I mean, I had situations in life, you know, but I agree with that 100%. And, you know, anybody that have a problem with drugs, you know, just to get back what he mentioned before, anybody that have a problem with drugs, you know, just have some time and watch a train spotting. It's a movie from England from 1996. So some people found some help over there. You know, there is a message over there. So have a good time, and I'll talk to you next time. So it's a North Coast Underground, underground.com. The underground starts with you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Goran, so much for sitting in with us today, offering some of your insights.
No problem. Anytime.
And so before we go, I did want to mention a couple of quotes from some entertainers who once did struggle with alcohol and substance abuse. And they talk about how they did struggle at one point, but they were eventually able to overcome it. And that's where the hope comes in. For those of you who might be struggling with that, and you might not think that you will ever be free from it, you may think that you'll never be sober, but just know that there are people that have been able to kick it. I mean, it is hard, but it's not impossible. One person, as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you were listening on the first hour, was Robert Downey Jr. All right. And when referencing to his addiction and later recovery, he said, just speaking about what it's like to be addicted to drugs, he said, "It's like I have a shotgun in my mouth and I've got my finger on the trigger and I like the taste of the gunmetal." I mean, that's a pretty...
That's hard, man.
Yeah,
that's hard. That's hard.
That's a striking image right there.
Oh my God. That is hard.
So then he went on to say, "Most difficult situations will resolve themselves if you are persistent and if you don't give up entirely." And that's what I did. I never gave up. So that's an awesome quote from Robert Downey Jr. As a lot of you may know, he once did struggle with alcohol and drug dependency, but he has been sober for a while now. So congrats to him on being able to kick that habit. Another one is the shock rock artist Alice Cooper. Many of you may be familiar with him. He was very popular in the 1980s. And Alice Cooper, he's actually been sober from drugs since 1982. That's pretty powerful. You know, 1982, that's before a lot of us were even born. He's been sober since then. So that's pretty cool. And here's what Alice Cooper had to say about his battle and him overcoming drug addiction. He said, "It doesn't matter how many drugs I take. I'm not fulfilled. This isn't satisfying. There's a spiritual hunger going on. Everybody feels it. If you don't feel it now, you will. Trust me, you will. Drinking beer is easy. Trashing your hotel room is easy. But being a Christian, that's a tough call. That's the real rebellion." I thought that that was a pretty interesting quote from Alice Cooper. I couldn't have really imagined him saying something like that. But hey, it just goes to show you, you know, when people begin to start living in truth and they start getting away from some of the lies, man, their eyes become open and they really start living the best life possible.
Happy thought. Peter Pan has, you know, if you don't have a happy thought, you can't live, you know.
Right, right.
The happy thought is not drug. Don't use drugs.
Oh, no. one other quote from Jamie Lee Curtis. I was actually pretty surprised. I didn't know that she also struggled with drugs. And for those of you who don't know her, Jamie Lee Curtis, she was actually in the movie Halloween. She was the main character in that movie. But yeah, here's what she had to say. She said, "Getting sober just exploded my life. Now I have a much clearer sense of myself and what I can do and can't do. I am more successful than I've ever been. I feel very positive where I never did before. And I think that's all a direct result of getting sober." And that's pretty powerful right there from Jamie Lee Curtis, just talking about how she overcame. So I thank you all for listening today on For the Love of Wisdom. This is the first episode, and hopefully there will be plenty more in the future. So Goran, you want to say something real quick, maybe about 10 seconds before we go?
NorthCoastUnderground.com. So check us out online and figure out some demo music that we have over there.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Everything else is going to be fine. Life
Thank
is
you for tuning
beautiful.
In. All right, we're out.
The truth will surely rescue you and I.
Knowledge is power, power is money, and money makes the world go round.
Money, power, respect, I'm getting higher, learning, yeah, I'm winning. Only get better with time, you got on my mind, with wisdom, there's no limit. There's no limit, get up and get it. Can achieve the impossible, conquer every obstacle. Exhausted from grinding, constantly pushing, do what they say I couldn't. Life is what you make it, knowledge is power, don't let them take it. If you're in love with wisdom, come inside. The truth will surely rescue you and I.
You and I.
If you're in love with wisdom, come inside. The truth will surely rescue you and I.
Thank you for listening. This is JC Johnson. This is For the Love of Wisdom on NorthCoastUnderground.com.
This has been a presentation of the Ohio Media School.
Jam, man. Work it. Turn the whole thing up.
NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground starts with you.